Tonight, low 58. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. High 75.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome to another edition of The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. AJ is sitting over there in Master Control, ready to take your calls, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Dan, welcome back into the studio.
Hey, Bill. It's nice to be back.
Hope you had a great week.
I did. Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and drive safe and on in this rainy afternoon.
Yeah, it is kind of dreary.
Yeah, it is. Kind of gray and cloudy and kind of cool and you're right.
But it's not going to be. It's going to be kind of cool in here and not gray and dreary. We're going to be talking about insurance today.
We are. Actually, I'm gonna put a teaser out. Next week, I've got a couple of really exciting guests that are going to be coming on the air with American Integrity Home Insurance. We're going to be talking about flood, their flood insurance program. So they're going to be on the air with us, and so you want to tune in next week, and of course you want to stay tuned in this week. We're going to go over a few little tips and tricks on some homeowners insurance, and a few things about auto, some tips and tricks if you're a senior, how you can save on the on your auto insurance premium.
Where's the senior line start? Is it variable for different things?
It's kind of variable. It's kind of all over the place. Some companies are like 55. Some companies are at 60. Some say you've got to be 62. I don't know. It just kind of depends on the company and where they want to put their threshold in.
Okay.
So, I mean, like AARP says you can join at 50.
Yeah, I throw those cards away.
Yeah.
So, they've been coming to me in the mail for a while. I remember when I got the first one, it was real shocking. I was like, I didn't want to touch it, and I just threw it in the trash. I don't want to be old.
Neither do I. But I wouldn't mind the discounts.
There you go.
You know, so discounts
are good.
You know, so there's a lot of little things about about homeowners insurance that people don't realize. It's little pitfalls where they think they got coverage, but they really don't, and that's because of it's just because of how they get their homeowners insurance policy set up. So we're going to go over some of those little tips and tricks. What happens when you build on your property, when you buy some expensive items like jewelry or firearms, and you know, how do you add those items to the policy in case something happens?
Between the last show and today, I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I had a friend contact me who had been listening to the show and said, hey, you're moderating that show now. Listen to what happened to me. Her kids got a trampoline for Christmas just a couple of months ago. Apparently, the insurance company is using Google Earth now, pictures from satellites. They sent her a letter saying that the trampoline violated her homeowner's insurance policy. So she had to get rid of it. That seems really odd.
It is. So here's what happens with trampolines. That's from a homeowner standpoint. Trampolines are a big no-no.
Bigger than pools?
Yeah, much bigger than a pool.
Wow.
Because a pool, the insurance company says, hey, your pool has to have a fence around it. It either has to be in a screened-in enclosure, or it has to have at least a 4-foot fence surrounding it. And the reason for that is that it's a pool and a trampoline as well, are considered inviting nuisances.
Mm.
In other words, they're not a nuisance in and of themselves, but they invite people in your neighborhood to decide, well, let's go into John's
backyard.
Well, let's go into Bill's backyard,
right,
and let's play around on his trampoline. And now they may have done it without your invitation, but they did it. Or, hey, let's sneak a swim in Bill's pool.
Huh.
and then something happens, and now your liability insurance, your homeowner's liability, is what's going to get tapped.
Okay. So inviting nuisance.
It's an inviting nuisance.
I always thought that was an in-law when I was married.
Well, it could be, yeah. You know.
All right, so we're off script. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. No, it's okay. It all kind of segues into the same subject matter. So going with a trampoline, you need to disclose that you've gotten a trampoline. One of two things will happen. The insurance company will say, hey, we don't cover trampolines. It's excluded. Or they'll increase your premium. Or they will say, we're going to send you a 60-day notice or 45-day notice. You need to get other coverage.
Well, that's what she got. She got a 20-day notice that she had to prove that it was no longer on the property.
Either not on, yes.
She gave it to her sister.
Well, so that's getting rid of it.
Yeah.
If she didn't want to get rid of it, then they would have, they gave her 20 days to say, if you prove to us it's gone, we won't cancel you.
Okay.
If she hadn't done that, she would have had 45 days to find another homeowner's policy.
What surprised me is that they used Google Earth in order
to
be able to
inspect. They are using satellite imaging now to determine if you've got something on your property that may be bad.
So the days of the agent coming out to your house and walking around and looking at it, that's all gone.
Yeah, as far as like my coming out to your house, yes, that's not.
Well, you could come out to my house.
Well, thank
Bring
you.
The steaks.
But as far as my coming out to the house and taking pictures, no. Now the insurance companies just use a third-party company that come out and do the property inspection, take pictures, and base everything on a third-party company. So, but we're going to talk about things like what happens if you give your wife a diamond necklace. You go out and you buy your wife a $10,000 diamond necklace.
You're setting a bad example for the rest of us, but go ahead.
So, what happens? You've got a $10,000 diamond necklace in the house. Maybe you keep it in a private safe. Maybe you don't. Maybe she just keeps it, wrapped up in some in one of her dresser drawers for safekeeping, so that nobody knows it's there but her and you. But what happens? Somebody breaks into the house and steals the diamond necklace. Well, guess what? Most homeowner policies will only cover jewelry up to $2,500. So that means they cover all your jewelry. So if you've got several pieces that are worth more than $2,500 or $3,000 and you're not putting it on a scheduled rider, that's it. Your $10,000 necklace, well, all it's going to get you is $2,500. Same thing for firearms. If you've got an expensive firearm, again, you should be doing a scheduled rider so that you can add it to the insurance policy. And to be honest, a $10,000 piece of jewelry
doesn't take much to get $10,000 in a piece of jewelry.
It does not, and the cost to insure it is about $500.
Yeah.
$400 to $500. So it's a good thing to get these things on a scheduled list and get them insured. And if it's something like a diamond ring or like a tennis bracelet that has multiple diamonds on it, these type of insurance riders, they cover the value of the piece even if all that happens is you lose one or two stones from the piece. It gets covered as well for the full value. So those are some...
Tell everybody how they can reach you when we're off the air.
So off the air, if you need to reach me about adding some insurance to your homeowner's policy for firearms or any item like that, you can reach me at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. Or you can reach out to me at healthinsurancethomas.com, either through the online chat feature or the Contact Us page.
Excellent. Well, today you're listening to The Last Word. The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back with more of The Last Word.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance Family.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. The Last Word is kind of an innovative thing here in Jacksonville. We've got a live and local afternoon drive time show from 5 to 6. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, welcome back into the studio.
Well, it's good to be back, Bill. And again, good afternoon, Jacksonville. You know, so we were talking about, you know, items that don't normally, that have some minimal coverage, but they don't get a lot of coverage, like jewelry and firearms and things of that nature. Here's another thing that you might end up having at your house that doesn't have enough insurance. So there's an insurance company that is actually running a commercial. And it's a lady who's calling up, and she's saying that her she shed is on fire.
Yes.
Okay. Well, guess what? It's now become a trend for people to create a he shed or
no,
a she shed.
It's a man cave. It's been a man cave.
Oh, all right. Well, okay, we'll go. Some men are
always
putting in
the politically
man
correct Dan the insurance.
That's right. So, all right. So for men, they like to put in man caves, and for women, they like to put in their little she sheds. So here's a thing. If you go and you buy a standalone shed and you have it installed in your backyard, you need to check your homeowner's insurance. You need to figure out how much you've paid for that shed. And especially if you've had an electrician come out to run electrical electricity to the shed so that you can watch TV or do some work or read or whatever the case might be that you want to do out there. Whatever upgrades you put into it, maybe you want to be able to use it as a space to just get away and take a nap in the middle of the afternoon. And so insulate it. You're going to insulate it. You're going to put in a nice napping couch.
It becomes another dwelling.
It can become another dwelling just about. So depending on what you do to that shed, you may not have, it's usually covered on your homeowners under the clause of other structures. Well, the point is that I guess the point I'm trying to get to is that the other structures typically by default is usually just 2% of the home value. So if you have a $200,000 home, you're only looking at about $4,000 for other structures. And that could be anything that's not attached to the house, but it's on the property, like a shed. Now, in most cases, it's enough. But if you put in one of these really super deluxe man caves, it could end up costing you, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 by the time you're done. So you want to make sure that you up the that other structure's coverage on your homeowners to make sure that your man cave or your she shed, ladies, is covered properly. So if something were to happen to it, the insurance company is going to rebuild it for you. Another thing that you need to consider is the value of your home. A lot of people, without realizing it, underinsure their home. And I have found that it tends to happen when they're buying a homeowner's policy and they're talking to an agent and they say to the agent, and the agent comes back with a quote, and they go, well, gosh, that's a little bit more expensive. Is there anything we can do to lower the quote? Well, there are some homeowners companies that will insure the property for 80% of its value. So what that does is that means that you've got a $200,000 home. And what happens is you tell the agent, well, that premium is a little bit on the high side. Is there anything we can do to lower it? So what the agent does is they keep all the coverage amounts the exact same. The percentage is the same, everything. But depending on the company, they might be able to reduce the home value to $160,000. Well, that means that if something tragic or catastrophic were to happen to the house, the insurance company is only going to pay up to $160,000 to rebuild the house. So if you've got a home that costs $200,000 to rebuild, and you're only going to get $160,000 for it, you've got two choices. Either build a smaller house, or you have to basically take out a mortgage for that missing $40,000, or reach into your pocket for that $40,000. And if you have a mortgage on the property, well, now you've got even a bigger problem. Because now you owe on a property that potentially is burned to the ground, which means you may not have enough money to do anything.
Not even find a place to stay temporarily while you rebuild over a long period of time your house.
So you want to make sure that your home is insured for the proper value, and it could even make sense to slightly over-insure the home. It's not something that I normally recommend. Over-insurance is sometimes you're spending good money for something that you don't need. But it is something that you should take into consideration. Some homeowners policies will let you build in some inflation protection, so it adds to the value of the... So if you have a $200,000 homeowners policy and you have 3%, well, you'll get a 3% inflation rider on your home value. So every year you're going to pay a little bit more on your homeowner's insurance, but the value that you're insuring is going up to the pace of inflation. So that usually ends up protecting you in the event of the house having to be rebuilt because of something catastrophic happening. So that's something that you need to consider and be aware of. Again, most times I find this when I'm helping somebody renew their homeowners or was shopping for a new rate. And and I discover, well, did you look at that? You're only insured for 80% of the value of the home. And that's a problem.
It should be a real red flag for anyone to be insured for less than the value that's placed, at least for rebuilding, right?
That is correct. Yeah, because you're exposing yourself for that 20%.
And what you bought the house for with your lovely wife in 1975 may not be what it will cost you to rebuild the house in 2019.
And that's true. And that's because
building materials go up.
Building codes change. The requirements of how the roof has to be attached to the walls has changed. The electrical.
So as I've said this many, many times before, another reason to have an insurance professional review your policy from time to time, someone like yourself.
That's right.
So how would someone contact you?
You can contact me at 904-730-3900. That's at Thomas & Associates. Or again, you can go out to thomasandassociates.com, or rather healthinsurancethomas.com, I apologize, and either go to the Contact Us page or go into our chat feature and reach out to me through chat. But here's a nice little tip and trick for people who have homeowners, who own a home. It can pay to install a security system because the amount that you pay on the security system nets you a discount on your homeowner's insurance. And the reason for that is now that the insurance company believes that has proof that you have some added protection to the
less exposure for them.
Less exposure for them, so they give you a discount for having a security system. So the more bells and whistles that security system has, the better the discount. If it's a monitored security system, that's one where the security company actually monitors what's going on your property. So if there's if an alarm goes off, they're not just calling you, they're actually calling the police to go out there. They have two-way communicators on their security system, so they can hear what's going on in the house if the alarm goes off, to be able to tell if somebody's actually broken in or not. That can net you a bigger discount on your homeowner's insurance. So that can save you quite a bit.
I know we talked about this long haul. Another show, last show, or maybe the one before. Have you ever found an insurance company that would give you a discount if you had a fence yard and a dog? I mean, it's kind of a wash, isn't it? If you have a dog, you open them up to exposure. But if you have a dog, you lower the chance of being robbed. So it's kind of a neutral.
Yeah, you don't get a discount for the dog, though, unfortunately.
Oh, all right.
I wish you did. My two dogs would get me a nice would normally then get me a pretty good discount, but I get no discount. So unfortunately, no. It just doesn't work that way. It's unfortunate. I wish it did, but it doesn't. So we've kind of talked about homeowners. We're going to move into some auto and some tips and tricks and some cyber insurance in the upcoming segment. I saw AJ stick a little sign up in the air.
Oh, he'll get to us
ago.
In a minute. Yeah, we'll be all right.
So
yeah,
he'll be
just
telling us.
He's not scary.
Just trying to be informative.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about some auto and what you can do on your auto. Some tips and tricks if you're a senior on how you can save some money as a senior on your auto insurance. And we'll catch you on the. I hear music.
Yeah.
So.
That's my cue.
That's your cue.
That's ready
I'll give
for
it
me.
To you.
You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, tomorrow is The Last Word in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. And coming next Thursday, not this coming Thursday, but a week from Thursday, a whole new Last Word show appearing right here on WBOB in the 5 to 6 o'clock hour. We're going to step away for a few minutes, like we said. But we'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
You're listening to The Last Word on insurance with Dan, the insurance man. We'll be back right after the news and more.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Chicago police are investigating a tip that on the night Empire actor Jussie Smollett reported being attacked by two masked men. He was in an elevator of his apartment building with the two brothers later arrested and released from custody in the probe. Department spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says the person who lived in the building or was visiting someone there reported seeing the three together the night Smollett says two masked men beat him and looped a rope around his neck. President Trump is declaring that he will prevail over multi-state lawsuits challenging his emergency declaration to pay for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Mr. Trump says he expects to do very well against the suit, adding that he had an absolute right to make the declaration. A group of 16 states, including California, New York, and Colorado, filed a lawsuit Monday against Trump's emergency declaration. On Wall Street, the Dow by 8 points, the NASDAQ rose 15. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Services. Family-owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of an accident on Butler Boulevard heading east at Gate Parkway. Another crash on the West Beltway, 295 northbound, 403rd Street. There's an accident on I-95 northbound before Atlantic Boulevard. And delays in St. Johns County because of an accident on I-95 at the northbound ramp from County Road 210, blocking the on-ramp right lane. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight, low 58. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, high 75.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, we went into the break and you said you were switching it up. We're going to automotive. And what?
We are. We're going to, well, you know what? I'm gonna keep it on home for just a moment.
Okay.
There was one thing that I forgot
to touch on. Your show. Do whatever you want.
It's one thing I forgot to touch on. So last week, I'm gonna provide a real world example of what happens to homeowners. We had a homeowner at Thomas and Associates. They wanted to switch their insurance company. They were paying a significant amount of money. And we said, hey, well, I think we can get you a better price. So we did, one of our agents there at the office. They did their homework. They looked up the property. They asked the right questions of the homeowner. When was the roof replaced? One question they didn't ask was, is what type of shingles were on the roof? Turns out that the homeowner in 2017, they replaced the roof, which was great because it's a new roof, much easier to insure, lower premiums and everything. Here's what they did. They half the roof, they put a metal roof on, which is great. Metal roofs last a long time. They have great durability, so they help lower the cost of the insurance. But on the other half of the roof, they put these wood cedar shake shingles on. And so for everybody out there that's listening, these are some of the most beautiful roofs you will ever see on a house. They are gorgeous. They withstand the wind because they interlock, and it's near impossible for a hurricane to blow them off the roof. It's that strong of a roof. They will last just a lifetime, just about. Well, here's the problem. In Florida, it gets so hot in the summertime that the sun leaches the oil out of the shingle, and it can actually cause them to spontaneously combust and catch on fire.
Probably not something you want to have on your roof.
Not something you want to have on your roof. So even when these shingles are treated to be fire retardant. So what does it mean in Florida? It means in Florida that there are almost no insurance companies that will write a house with that roof on it. That doesn't mean it's impossible. We did find one company that would do it, maybe two, but the price was exorbitant. It was really expensive. So just to put it, just like the example with the trampoline, the homeowner never disclosed to the current insurance company what they did to the roof. So, and they're afraid to tell the insurance company, but as we explained, if you do not tell the insurance company what you have done, you're opening yourself up to, they might cover it, but then they're going to drop you like a hot potato. They're at the very least, when they find out about it, they're going to increase your premium if they decide to keep the policy.
And it's not something to play around with. Insurance is not something that you want to ask for forgiveness rather than permission.
No, you really want to ask for the permission. You want to disclose it. Excuse me. So if you are going to do something to your roof and there's any question about what the salesman is trying to sell you, reach out to your homeowner insurance company. Just pose the question, hey, I'm thinking about doing this to my roof. And then they will tell you whether they will cover it or not, or whether they're going to drop you like a hot potato if you do it. And then you know that you need to go shop it. But you do it with foreknowledge, and not scrambling to do it after the fact. So, very important. So, what we're going to do now is I'm going to kind of segue this into some auto. Again, in Florida, what's very near and dear to my heart is the state liability limits, which are not the state limits in Florida are $10,000. $10,000 per accident, $10,000 per individual, $20,000 per accident are the state minimums with $10,000 of property damage. And I'm going to tell you now that if you're driving with state minimum coverage, you are underinsured, especially if you own a home, couple of cars, have kids in school, you have assets. And if you are driving with state minimum coverage and you get into an accident that it's your fault, the likelihood is that your $10,000 of property damage is not going to be enough to fix another person's car, especially if you total it. You're going to be reaching in, the insurance company is going to come after you for anything over and above $10,000. And you're also liable at that point, potentially you're liable for anything that's over $10,000 of injuries that you might cause Because the truth is that if somebody can only get $10,000 from the insurance company and they have $100,000 of medical bills, they're not going to accept $10,000 from the insurance company. They're not going to file that claim because the insurance company says, "Well, once we write this $10,000 check, hey, you're not going to go after our insured either." So they're going to give up that $10,000 and they're going to come after you personally and potentially attach your paycheck where you're just going to get it deducted out of your paycheck if they take you to court and they win a judgment. So 10-20-10, not good coverage. I really highly recommend, and another real world example, we had a client that we were talking to at Thomas and Associates yesterday. Quoted them their home. They love the price on their home. We said, you know, hey, if we can bundle it with your auto, we can save you another 15%. So they were like, well, yeah. Well, they sent us over the deck pages. They had state minimum coverage.
Wow.
Sat there and told them, okay, generated a quote, gave them five times more coverage. We took them from 10-20-10 to 50-150. The net result is we saved them about $150 a month on their homeowner's insurance. It was going to cost them an additional $180 over 6 months on their auto. So the net difference from their homeowner savings to what the extra cost on the auto was going to be an extra $37 every 6 months.
For the peace of mind of knowing that you were covered pretty much as far as you could possibly be.
Yes. So in truth, you could total a $50,000 car and your insurance company will be able to stroke a check and fix it. So you have peace of mind that it's fixable. So again, if you're used to driving around with 10-20-10 coverage, give us a call, 904-730-3900. Ask for Dan, the insurance man. I will give you a quote. I will show you how to save some money and get peace of mind that you have proper coverage on your auto insurance. It's just not something that you want to play with. And again, I think last week we went over the percentages of uninsured drivers. And, you know, again, 26% in the state of Florida. So that means one out of every four cars that you see on the road, somebody's driving uninsured. Ask yourself, do you want to be hit by that person? Do you want them to be, you want to get into an accident with them? Because I sure don't.
I was blown away by that figure. And when we left and I drove home after that show, I looked around and realized that I was surrounded by six cars. And so the figures were that one or two of those people that surrounded me had no insurance. Was it the guy behind me who was playing with his phone or the guy next to me who was looking in the backseat? I mean, just you never know.
No,
so why play with it?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Just remember, cover yourself for what's affordable. And trust me, 10-20-10 is not affordable. Even if you think it's affordable financially for your pocketbook, in the long run, it's not affordable. That's your cue, Bill.
It is my cue, but you could still keep talking and tell everybody how they can reach you off the air.
Off the air, 904-730-3900 or through the website healthinsurancethomas.com, either the Contact Us page or our chat page.
When we get back from this break, it'll be the last time for Dan, the insurance man, this week. But as he told you earlier, next week, great show planned, a couple of call-in guests. You're going to want to mark your calendars to be on board for that. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, but you can reach us when we get back for the last segment of this week's The Last Word in Insurance with Dan, the insurance man.
And it's all right here on Talk Radio, WBOB 101.1 FM, and of course, AM 600 all over the place.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. We're in the last 11 minutes of this week's segment, but it doesn't have to end here. You can reach Dan off the air at Thomas & Associates. How?
That's right. Thomas & Associates. You can either healthinsuranceThomas.com. Either our online chat feature or through our contact us page, you'll see my picture wearing a bow tie. That's me, Dan Tuckman.
I stand out in the crowd.
That's right.
Is it a tie or a clip on?
No, it's a tie.
Oh wow, okay.
It's a tie.
I'm proud now.
It's a tie.
Back to insurance.
and back to insurance. And then you can also reach out to me by phone 904-730-3900. Just ask for Dan, the Insurance Man, when you call, and it will get to me. Auto. So we were talking about auto, the coverages. I want to talk about auto, especially if you're a senior, on how you can save on your auto insurance. I've got three tips. And again, seniors like my mom, fixed budget. Sometimes she struggles on a month-to-month basis, depending on what's going on. So, her car insurance always seems to go up every 6 months because she's in her 80s, but she still drives. She still wants her independence. She wants to be able to go to the store when she wants to go to the store. She's a safe driver. 30, 40 years. She's been in accidents, but knock on wood, none of them have ever been her fault. She's always been rear-ended. So, She's a good.
Sounds like she's doing a pretty good job.
She's a great driver. She knows what she's doing, and she's safe, and she knows what she can do and what she can't do. So tip number one, find out if your insurance company offers you a low mileage discount. Typically, if you're going to do less than if you do 6,000 or less miles per year on your car, you can get a low mileage discount, and that can save you. That can save you some money. And some insurance companies, that low mileage discount is for anything under 12,000 miles. Tip number two, technology and theft protection. So, you know, I didn't realize this, but there's a few little pieces of statistics out there that show that cars driven by seniors are more apt to be stolen than other cars. And the only thing I can fathom there is people realize that if it's a senior driving the car, it's easier to either carjack or it's easier to break into and take the car. Adding some technology and theft protection. I would recommend many years ago now, somebody came out with a theft deterrent device called the Club.
Yes, all over the place.
Now, that is a low technology device.
People still use them.
But
you see them in
believe it or not, you can actually get a discount on your auto insurance if you tell the insurance company you have a theft deterrent device and that you use the Club. And what does that do for anybody who doesn't realize? It is just a piece of metal with like...
a ratcheting steel locking mechanism.
Yes.
That's it.
And all it does is that there's a piece that goes up and kind of just sits next to the windshield, and the rest is just locked into place on the steering wheel, so you can't turn the steering wheel and drive the car.
Nope.
It just, you can't
do it.
You
try to. You could get the steering wheel free, and it would go over and boom, hit right on the window frame.
Right.
So you're like a NASCAR driver. You're making left-hand turns. That's it.
That's it. That's all you're doing. You cannot drive the car. And it is a low-tech theft deterrent, and it actually works. And I don't know. You used to be able to buy these Clubs for...
they were $19 on the TV
bucks.
Set.
Yeah.
Call in and buy two. Pay extra shipping and handling.
Right.
Get one for grandma.
But so if you can find one, there are still some auto insurance companies out there that'll give you a discount if you're actually using it. You can show them proof that you've got one and that you use it, and they'll give you a discount. It's not much, maybe a percent, but every little bit.
I always look at things like that when people say, oh, it saves you 1% or a half a percent. I figure it up and I think of it's lunch. It's lunch a couple of times a month or something like that,
right.
You know?
What's another thing you can do? Well, you know, number three, I put the wording in here. I didn't like, I look at the wording I put in there now. It says improve your skills. Really, improve your skills means go out and you take an auto driving course. And
those driver improvement courses that you see offered online.
Correct. Okay. You don't actually take, you're not actually driving around the city with an instructor. It's an online course. You read the material. You take the exam. It's about 6 hours of your life that you go through. It doesn't have to be done all in one day. You can do it, you know, an hour a day over 6 days. The point is that when you're done with that, my mom took one of those tests because her auto insurance is with Geico, and she was complaining and saying, call Geico for me because I'm paying too much on my auto insurance. And I said, well, what can we do? I asked them, what can we do? And they said, well, you know, your mom can take one of these driver improvement courses. So I set her up. She took the course. She finished the 6 hours. It took her a couple of weeks to do it because she's not that great on the computer. She doesn't really use them all that often. But at the end of the day, when she completed that course, she got a 15% discount on her auto insurance.
And that was a chunk of change over the course of a year.
It was.
And you took a commission on that savings, right?
Well, yeah, just on my time.
Hey, let me ask you something. Sherry wrote into my Facebook page, because she knows I have it open when I'm here. wanted to know if it would pay to buy. She has a nice car. She didn't tell me what it was, but she has a nice car. She says she has a nice car. Would it pay for me to buy a junker to do my running around in and save the nice car for the weekends? Would it save for me to run that and save on insurance?
So the thing I would recommend is, you know, the definition of a junker, okay? You do get a discount for multi-car. There's a multi-car discount on the insurance policies. So depending on the vehicle that you're going to get and how much you're going to pay for it, it could save you money to have a car,
a
second car for liability purposes only. You're not going to put comprehensive or collision on it. That's the key. That's what keeps the premium down really low, is not having comprehensive or collision on it. And if the car gets into an accident, it's your fault, you have sufficient liability, not 10-20-10, not the state minimums, to fix the other guy's car and pay for their medical expenses if there are any.
And you just let them tow the car off and you go look for another second car.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, you could save money. But the one thing I would do is I would decide what type of second car you want. And then you call me up and I give you some quotes and I let you know exactly how much it's going to cost to add that car to your insurance, and see if it's worthwhile to buy that particular car or if there's another model type car that you should go get.
So you could hypothetically shop a car with you and you could run the figures and see if the rate worked out. And if it didn't work out, then not buy that car and go off and hypothetically buy and keep going until you get the right one.
Yes. As a matter of fact, for people who want to go out car shopping, you know, typically what they do is they go out to the dealership and they turn around and they say, oh, I want to buy a Lincoln Town Car. So they go and they buy a Lincoln Town Car. Then while they're at the dealership, they call their insurance company to say, I need to add this car to my policy. What they failed to do is they didn't call the insurance company before they went to the dealership and said, how much would it cost to add a Lincoln Town Car to my policy?
And they would say the price of a Lincoln Town Car. They're expensive.
They are. But however, whatever you're going to pay for the insurance, you can go find that out before you ever make a decision on the car. It's like saying, I want to go buy a Ferrari or I want to go buy a Porsche. Well, call your insurance company first and tell them, I want to go buy a Porsche. And they'll tell you how much it's going to cost to insure that Porsche before you go buy it. Make sure that insurance is affordable to you before you go out and spend the money on the car.
Well, as usual, you have taught me some things about insurance, along with all the rest of our listeners out there. We're going to be back in here next week. Tease up real quick who's coming in.
Yeah, we have Debbie Rowe and Danny Pringle with American Integrity Insurance. We're going to be talking about their flood insurance that they offer to with their homeowners. And we're going to talk about the benefits of their flood insurance over the National Flood Insurance Program. And they're going to be available for people to call in and ask questions direct. And it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be an exciting show.
Well, there you go. Dan Tuckman from Thomas & Associates Insurance. The last word in insurance today. We're going to step away for this week, but Dan will be back in here with some special guests next Tuesday. You'll want to join us. We'll see ya.